KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have very light snow, 34 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with an 80% chance of rain or snow through midday, becoming all rain this afternoon, a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that 8 students who had escaped from the Clarinda Academy at around 12:10 a.m. today by overpowering staff were apprehended at various locations in the south and southwest parts of Clarinda and returned to the Clarinda Academy. Clarinda Police and the Clarinda Police Department K-9 were assisted by the Page County Sheriff's Department, their K-9 unit, and the Fremont County K-9 unit, along with Page County 911 dispatch and Clarinda Academy staff in apprehending the students. An investigation into assaults on 2 members of the Clarinda Academy staff by the students is ongoing and charges are pending completion of the investigation. Established in 1992, the Clarinda Academy is a residential foster care facility that provides residential treatment to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 40-year-old Dixie Lou Hernandez of Red Oak was arrested at 11:05 p.m. Monday in Red Oak. Hernandez was taken into custody for driving with a suspended license. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a little more than $566 bond. And Red Oak Police, with the assistance from Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, arrested 40-year-old Marjorie Denise Peshlake of Henderson at around 1 a.m. today for violation of a no-contact order. The woman was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held in a $300 bond. A Western Iowa woman said her 5-year-old daughter drowned in just seconds after falling into a river during a family visit to a popular park in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Maggie Jo Zeiger of Audubon had reached out to touch the foam near some waterfalls when she slipped into the Big Sioux River in Falls Park near a pedestrian bridge on Sunday, according to police. The girl's mother, Courtney Jane, said that she did not know that her daughter would suddenly decide to lean over and touch the pile of foam. She told the Argus Leader on Monday, "It wasn't that we weren't paying attention. There were 7 of us, and it literally happened in 30 seconds. There was nothing we could do, and it was horrible." The family had come to South Dakota with a friend and had been in Sioux Falls for a few days. The park was a last-minute stop for the family before the trip home. The drowning happened not far from where 2 other people drowned in 2013. Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation Director Don Carney said after the 2013 deaths that the city upgraded its caution signs to warn adults to keep close watch on the young children, among other things. Carney said the foam is a naturally occurring phenomenon created by phosphorus and the agitated water. The city had considered installing barricades near the falls but felt that that would create a false sense of security. Carney said that they felt like it would impede public safety's ability to respond quickly to have to remove a fence. He told Kello.com that he said the fencing will be part of a safety review following the weekend drowning. A GoFundMe memorial account has been established for the family. You can find a link to that account under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The driver and sole occupant of a 2017 Jeep Wrangler died Monday afternoon during a crash in western Iowa's Sac County. State Patrol reports the vehicle was traveling southbound on Sac County Road N28 when it drifted toward the west ditch, hit a field driveway, and rolled. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, was ejected through the top window and died at the scene. That accident happened around 2:30 p.m. Monday. The driver's name was not immediately released. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports that 31-year-old Tony Mack of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for violation of a no-contact order. Mack was booked into the Cass County Jail. And no severe injuries were reported following an accident around 5:35 p.m. Friday here in Atlantic. Officials said yesterday that a vehicle driven by Laura Job of Griswold was traveling north on Oak Street when her vehicle hit a legally parked vehicle that was registered to David Wendt near the intersection with 18th Street. The police report indicated the accident was due to Job's medical condition. Damage from the collision amounted to $7,500. There were no citations issued. And in an update to our weekend report, the Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday released additional information about an accident that occurred Saturday morning. Officials say they were notified just before 9:30 a.m. that a 2-vehicle accident had taken place at Highway 148 and Jackson Road. A 2013 Ford F-250 owned and driven by 59-year-old Danny Dean Kirkhoff of Lewis was northbound on Highway 148 when a 2007 Ford Edge driven by 29-year-old Brett Nicholas Brown, which was southbound on Highway 148, attempted a left turn onto Jackson Road, striking Kirkhoff's vehicle. Both vehicles then ended up in the east ditch. There were no injuries reported. Damage to Kirkhoff's vehicle was estimated at $10,000, the same amount of damage to Brown's vehicle. Brown was cited for failure to yield upon left turn. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Kenneth Cullen, age 78, of Messina, died Friday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for Kenneth Cullen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Judy Schwartz, age 60, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life service for Judy Schwartz will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Winterset. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne Eugene Ellsbury, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Wayne Ellsbury will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Anderson, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dan Anderson will be on Friday at 9:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Ada Goshorn, age 101, of Messina, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Ada Goshorn will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Joni F. Bauer, age 56, of Exira, died March 11th at her home. A celebration of life gathering for Joni Bauer will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died January 10th in Omaha. A memorial service for Gary Christensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gene Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died March 13th at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Gene Milford and burial of cremains will be held in the Atlantic Memorial Cemetery at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merle Bolich, age 90, who is formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Merle Bolich are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.